Sup, bitches?
Hello.
when I said bitches, there's two people here.
And I went, but, wait, I'm not a bitch.
She also doesn't know how to talk in the microphone.
She's also 3 meters away from her microphone. It's your first time.
This close.
You see how? Look how close I am.
Put it in your mouth.
Look how close I am.
You're still not in.
So do your necks hurt?
I mean, you can adjust the microphone. It doesn't have to. Maybe I should have went through this before I press go.
Maybe.
I
feel like you didn't need to. This is my first time.
Yeah, okay, we're good. No, I think we're all good.
No, she's not close enough. You can pull the stand up too if you want to. I'll let her fiddle with things. There you go. Pull.
We definitely should have done this before we turned it on.
No, I like people to know how raw and real we are.
Here we are.
Oh!
Sounds better. Hello, world.
How do you feel about your own voice in your ears?
It's fine.
Have you ever done a podcast before?
Never.
I like that we haven't said who it is yet. Mm. But let's keep going with this for a solid 5 minutes.
Okay.
See if people can figure it out. I feel like she's got I feel like she's got a very unique voice.
Very distinct voice.
I think so, yeah. I think people would
have figured work it out. Yeah. By now.
Ta-da.
Have you?
It's me.
Me, bitches.
Don't say it.
We're going to stay strong.
Okay.
Have you always known you had a very distinct voice?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. It's like high pitch and
but it matches your personality. It's so weird. Much.
Yeah, and that's what I've been told. It matches my personality, but not my like physique. Like people expect like a
voice.
I'm muscly, so I've got a deeper voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck that was, but never do that again.
I think it was great.
definitely didn't go with what I'm used to.
Yeah.
So we've got a little friend today.
Big muscly friend, apparently.
A big muscly friend that's here today with Candace and I. And also, it's been a minute.
It's been a long time.
Because you've been off dying.
I was on my deathbed.
Momentarily.
Yeah, but I'm back.
When I say momentarily, for an entire week.
I've never had a whole week off work for sickness.
Have you ever had a whole week off school? Did you ever have a whole week off anything?
No, I don't reckon I have.
Candace Lamb.
It's very weird.
How did you feel?
Very bad.
Mentally or physically or both?
Physically. Yeah. Mentally I was okay because I think I was so unwell.
Too tired anyway.
But yeah.
Didn't have
flu
time.
Flu was not a good time.
No.
I don't even know if it was a flu. I'm assuming it was. I didn't go to the doctor.
Well, you did do a COVID test.
It definitely wasn't COVID. I did 2 COVID tests.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just to make sure it wasn't COVID. Mm.
I kind of wanted it to be a little bit because then.
Like justify feeling that
bad? Yeah. Mm. Yeah, but it was not.
Bummer. So we didn't do a podcast last Friday. Well, actually, I attempted to do a podcast with an unknown, I won't say who it was, an unknown human.
And it didn't make it,
to air. It didn't make, I couldn't cut anything. I couldn't bring anything to air. She was too nervous. I'm sure that gives it away. So we did record one, but unfortunately it didn't really go far. But that's okay. Here we are. So we decided to bring our friend on today to talk about just fucking things and life and things and her journey in wellness.
Is it wellness?
No, I originally had this thought because she's been injured so many fucking times, but she keeps showing up. So I thought that it would be good to talk about. Just for everyone, whoever wants to listen to why it's good to keep showing up.
Mm.
Should we tell people who she is?
Yeah,
why not? Okay.
I think they know now.
It's Belle, everybody. It's Belle.
By the injuries, yeah. By the millions of injuries. It's Belle.
It's me. It's Belle.
Who are you?
I am.
What's your actual name?
Annabelle.
Mm.
That's bullshit.
Annabelle Courtney Williams.
Well, now everyone's going to steal your identity.
Say, Jesus.
What's your license number?
My pin stuff number? Hasn't been changed, so sorry. If you don't know my maiden name, then you can't steal my identity.
And you're married?
I'm married.
How long have you been married for?
Since 2018.
Has it been that long?
Shut up. It has not.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's 4 years. I counted that on my fingers. You don't judge me.
It's fine.
I couldn't even count it. I'm just like, it's since 2018. And I'm 30 now, which is amazing. And I have a 2-year-old daughter who is my boss.
and I work at the university.
For your other boss.
Your other boss. Oh, for my actual my money paying job.
Yeah, you get paid for that one.
Yeah, but that's more of a, you know, a rest from my real boss, Lily.
Is it actually? When people say that, I'm like, are you being for reals? Like going to work is actually a break.
At first it wasn't, because my anxiety was like, just like think about Lily the whole time and like what she was doing. And then she started daycare and I was like, what's she doing at daycare? I don't know these people. But then now I'm like, it's a rest.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it might be different for other people.
Mm. It still is, mate.
Still is.
I'm 6.5 years in. It's still.
I need to
break.
Ask these questions every now and then, because I'm like, maybe I do actually want to have babies. And then I'm like, ask that question and it'll be back off my list.
Yep.
It's like, I think it's a mental break, because like, you know, when you're at work and you have one task that you're currently doing in that moment, when you have a kid and you try to do anything at the same time, you can't.
Yeah.
Or it's just too many things at once. So it's very like, it's just a lot for your little brain to handle sometimes.
When I was sick last week, there's another thing that I was like, no, definitely not for me. Even the dog was annoying. I was like, I can't fucking be sick and look after this needy dog that sleeps for about 23 and a half hours
of
the day.
Yeah, don't have kids, mate.
Yeah. And Josh was like, wow, we are not built for children, are we? I was like, oh, I don't think so. I made him take him one day because I was like, I can't do it for another day. Take it away from me.
Took him to work for the day because you couldn't look after your dog. Well, that's
every time he made a noise, I was like, can you shut up?
How needy is this dog?
It's not really. I think my patience is just...
In comparison to a child, I would say not much.
It gets for a dog, one though. One time a day. It
I think he's needy.
All day.
Needy for... Oh, not needy.
He just likes touching me a lot.
And he's... Yeah. And he's naughty.
He's a naughty dog, yeah.
So I think he's needy because he's naughty. And you guys actually try to discipline him.
We try.
Try. Anyway.
Anyway.
Back to Belzo. Let's go the start of your CrossFit career. When did you first walk into Contessa? Get closer to your microphone.
I first walked into Contessa, I think it was 2016. Mm-hmm. And it was...
I was pregnant.
Yeah, it was the beginning of February. So you were very, very pregnant.
Very pregnant.
I was like, damn, the first she is pregnant.
Girl about to pop a baby.
Seriously. Mm. And I joined because I had a couple of friends that I went to just a Globo gym with and then had started at Contessa. And they're like, you've got to try it. You'll love it. And I put it off and put it off because I was like, ew, CrossFit. Like, they do floppy pull-ups. And and I was a bit of a hater. Well, not a hater, but just a bit of a...
Didn't understand it.
Didn't understand it. And I was just judging off what I saw the pros do. And now I know that they're just amazing. But yeah, so I walked in 2016, February, did one session, and then I didn't come back for a while. Some life stuff happened that we had to deal with, but then I came back in August of 2016 and then just...
That's a long time between sessions. Like,
I had tried a few times to get her back in between, I think, as well.
Yeah.
I don't like hounding people, but I really liked her.
Yeah.
And I liked – she was just such a good mover.
Yeah.
I was like, I fucking need her to join my gym, this motherfucker.
Yeah.
So I did hound her a few times. Yeah. And you did say, I am coming back.
Yes.
But
yeah.
Just give
it
me
was
a minute.
Like, it was my every intention. And then when I did come back, I was so pumped because I just watched the Netflix documentary.
You're like, let's go, motherfucker.
And I was like, I want to snatch. I want to pull up. I want to muscle up. I want to do everything in a week.
Can you remember what your first session, what your first workout was?
I can remember
on that first day.
The February one.
Yeah.
There were double unders. There was running.
Was it pull-ups or was that when you were back?
No, was she like, oh, these goddamn floppy pull-ups?
There weren't any pull-ups in my very first session.
Yeah.
What else was there? I think there might have been war balls. It was like a war ball running and double under workout. Obviously, couldn't do the double unders. But it was great. And I just remember like being like, yep, do a 200-meter run. I'm like, okay, where's the 200? Like, where are we going? And it was amazing. I loved it.
Yeah.
Like from the start, it was just incredible. Yeah.
You did seem to get straight into it, I find. Like some people, they just get it straight away and you can see that because they like show interest in learning about it outside of the gym as well, not just wait for the session. Like they YouTube things and they look things up and she would know about the session before she came back again and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
What did you do before CrossFit? Let's go, bitch.
I Like if we go really, really far back, yes, my please. School, I did nothing in school really until grade 10. And my family come from a background of water skiers. And my dad kind of just decided one day, he was like, oh, we're going to become wakeboarders. So he like bought all the gear and like bought a boat. And then like we went camping every winter and we went wakeboarding. And then after a while, we figured out that there was a cable park in Bly Bly. And that meant that we didn't have to wash the boat down every time we took it out, and we didn't have to wash our gear down. And so we sort of sold the boat shortly after that and just...
How old were you?
Grade 10, so...
Like 15-ish?
Yeah, 14, 15. Mm. Yeah, 14 when we started. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I think it was 14. Yeah, so we discovered the cable park and just... were fully committed to that as a family. Like we would all go, we bought memberships and we would just go every day after school and then sometimes before school if they held like an early session, and we're just fully into it. And we were lucky enough to be in a position where we were able to go overseas to the World Championships and travel around Germany visiting cable parks and then competing in the World Championships. And then after that... I think it was after that. It's been so long now, I can't really remember. I injured myself. I tore my ACL in my left knee.
Wakeboarding?
Yes, wakeboarding. Yep. And then that was a spanner in the works because I didn't even know that – I didn't know what an ACL was. And this – we went into the doctor's office and he was like, yeah, you can't wakeboard for a whole year. And – I was like, excuse me, like this is just my knee just hurts, but it's going to get better. And he's like, no, you need to have surgery. And like that was never, you know, when you're 15 years old or 16, however old I was, it's not really in your sights to have like knee surgery and be off your feet for a long time and have that thing that you most love been taken away from you. And was just a lot to process. But I had the surgery like a month after he technically said that I needed it, and then did 9 months of rehab and got back on the board and was loving it and was quite strong. And then I think it was maybe a year later or less than a year later, I tore my right ACL doing wakeboarding again, and then like kind of knew what to expect because I'd been through the surgery the first time. And it was very depressing because I was like, great, I've got to do this again. A year later, here we are. And it was tough. But this time I had a really great physio as well who helped me sort of get stronger in both legs and sort of helped me learn exercises that I need to do to prevent it from basically ever happening again. And that's kind of what led me into like the interest in like getting into gym and stuff like that. Like I didn't know about gym prior to my injuries. It was just something that like muscle people do, and I was like, yeah, that's not me. I don't care about like what I look like. I just want to be able to wakeboard really well. But then physio taught me lots of stuff, so I sort of continued with going to the gym. After that and really sort of not getting into it, but just like just trying to stay healthy and just tried to be able to wakeboard. And I stopped competing in wakeboarding after my second injury because I was like, yeah, I don't want to hurt myself anymore.
Don't want to do that again.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't need that anymore. But I still wakeboarded and I still worked at the cable park for a long time. And then slowly, like I just sort of lost interest and then... The same time I lost interest in wakeboarding, I found CrossFit, which was amazing.
You found Jesus.
I found Jesus.
CrossFit Jeepers.
CrossFit Jesus.
And then, yeah, then you got – I think it's like that personality type. Like if you – like you were young and you got into something and then you just went hard at that thing.
Exactly.
And then you found the next thing and then you're like, cool, this is my thing now.
And that's my personality. Like if I really love something, it becomes my identity.
Yeah.
So then when it's taken away, it's a very hard fall, mm-hmm. unfortunately.
So how – the second ACL, how old were you then?
So
– Or around about?
I think the first one was when I was 15. And then the second one was just before I turned 17.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it was like a slow decline all the way through to when you started here.
Yeah.
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 And then you, we did a bunch of comps together. This was early days, 16. So it was only 2 years after I opened. We did a bunch of comps. We, yeah, we had a fucking ball. Yep. We did the Spartan TV show. Or you, oh, that, oh.
We attempted to do it.
This was when I first started at the gym.
Yes.
And I still remember the film. It was so funny when the film crew was coming to film all your bits. Yeah. And like we had to like construct a class. Like the film crew would be like there and like, that's you guys right. go here, you guys go here. And I was coaching the class. Like you guys had to stand there and do the thing. And then we all had to laugh and smile at the right time.
And it was also manufactured. Like, what is this place? Yeah, it was also so fucking fake. Manufactured. But yeah, so you, myself and Woodsy were supposed to do, so we did a comp, we did All Stars.
Yeah.
And then we kind of got poached at All Stars to apply for the Spartan TV show, which so we did.
Had people at All like Stars scouts. Looking for talent.
Yeah. Yep.
There's these like, three. Hey, you guys come over here.
You three little blonde babes, let's go. We were like, okay. Belzo's voice. Yeah. That's what would have sucked him in.
Yeah. They would have heard him be like, she's the one. Yeah.
100%. And then, so there was like a, on like this really cool process. Belzo made this sick video of us all. We're doing like muscle ups and
pull ups and snatches.
With his handstand walking, like this really cool little yep. montage of us all together.
With a Beyonce song.
Of course.
Run yep. the world, girls, yep. obviously. And then we got through that. And then we had to go down to Brizzy and do like another audition. We got through that. And then we had to do like a fitness test and we got through that. And then we were training for our big come out.
TV appearance.
Sorry, can I ask before you do that?
Yeah.
Was that first time in Brisbane the gastro time?
No, okay, that was the second time. Okay. That was actually for the production.
Story one day.
That fun time.
Just checking, move on.
That was the TV show.
That was for the actual yes. thing.
Yep. And both you and Woodsy.
No, just me.
Just you.
Yeah. Got hit hard. And then we were in training for the telly show. And Joe was the coach here, like one of the, like the main coach for Contessa at the time.
Yeah.
And she just pretty much programmed just a bunch of random shit for us to do
yep.
outside of. So we do like the main class and then she'd just give us some little homework drills to do. Mm. And this one day we were doing box jump overs.
Yeah.
So we were jumping over the boxes.
Like three boxes in a row.
Like not and on and over. No. Actually over.
Like completely over. Clearing yeah. the box and they were like.
Oh, was it rebounds? And we'd land yeah, and then go
was,
again.
It was like yeah. like three boxes mm-hmm. in a row and we'd rebound over like the tallest and then the middle mm-hmm. and then the shortest. And yeah, just, you know, just doing our casual Spartan training and and I think, yeah, like my body must have been a bit tired or something because I had like just previously done the rebound box jump overs and then I was like, okay, I'll go again. And then I just landed and my knee just snapped. And I knew exactly what you it said, was. Yeah.
You
I was
said like, straight away.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I've done my knee and I've got to go home. And
she was like, I've done my ACL. Right now. Yeah, she was. She was like, I have to leave.
Yeah, I legit walked out to my car. And then I went home and Corey was home and I had texted him. I was like, I've really hurt my knee. Are you home?
And I was like, chill, man. Like it's probably nothing. You'll be okay. Like you'll be fine. You'll be okay. She's yeah. like, nah, I've fucking done it. Yeah. I know I've like, done it.
It is done. Yeah. And I must go home. And I, and yeah, Corey was home and I just like parked my car and got in the front door. And luckily my couch was like right next to the front door. And I just sat down and I was like, fuck. Not this again. And I was like, maybe it's not the ACL. Like maybe I didn't tear it. Maybe I just like tweaked it. Cause I had tweaked it wakeboarding a couple of times. And like it felt like it sort of just shifted. But then the next day I woke up and it was okay. But yeah, I woke up the next day after doing it and it was very swollen and very painful and I was like, yep, okay, got to go to the doctor and get an MRI.
Mm.
And then
I still remember your report coming through because I was still working as a physio.
Luckily, Candace, then, yeah, you're a physio and you had access to MRI reports. And yeah. like I was just hounding Candace all day. I was like, I've had it. Please tell me the results. And then like she didn't get back to me.
So it goes to you before it goes to the patient? Is that
it doesn't go to the patient until they have seen the doctor. Yeah. So I could get it before that though.
Yeah. And then and she was like, yep, I can see the report. And then I didn't get a reply for like 3 hours. And I was like, okay, yeah. And like I knew that it was – I knew that I had done it because the MRI technician was asking me like, oh, how has someone so young done their ACLs 2 times already? And I'm like, I don't know, sports. And he's like, oh, okay, yep. That will just take care. And I was like, okay, confirmed.
Thanks. Yep. That would be the, one of the hardest jobs because they know what the fuck's going on, but they're not allowed to say anything.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And the patient would just be like, oi, just tell me, bro.
Just tell me. Like, just I tell can't me. Tell you.
Yeah. Just and they always say I'm
blink
not allowed
twice
to.
For yes.
That would be the way to do it. So 3 ACLs.
Yeah, 3 ACLs. And
was it harder each time or easier each time? Oh, I guess you were so young the first two, so it'd be hard to compare that third time? Or?
I think harder each time, definitely.
More difficult each time?
Yeah, yeah. Not so much, like, not so much the physical recovery. I guess, like, you just have to sit down for a long time, which I hate doing. But your leg is in a huge brace. You can't move. So there's not much else you can do. And you're in quite a bit of pain after the surgery. And yeah, and then it's just physio and kind of building that that strength and also mental strength to trust your leg again. But yeah, definitely harder each time for me, mostly mentally because
do you think it's because you know what's coming?
Like I think so.
That would make it more difficult because you know it's such a long recovery.
Yeah.
You know what's involved. You know you have to park your ass and you can't do anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Not to mention the last time as well you had to go in for a second surgery.
Yeah, the second one. Because it was a revision, they're going into an already previously hurt leg and they've got to go in and find the old screws and replace them with new ones apparently and replace the already replaced ACL. And luckily it was my left because my right has some kind of different graft that the doctor used. And he said that it would be significantly harder, apparently. That's just what he said. But yeah, so the surgery that I had in 2018? Yeah, mm-hmm. It was 2018. Was a revision ACL surgery. And after, I think it was 6 or 8 weeks, my leg still wasn't bending past like 30 degrees. And
I remember saying to you, like not knowing anything about it, I was like, just bend it more. Yeah. Like just keep bending
it. Thanks, dickhead.
Do you want me to push it? Because I can push it.
And that's what the physios would do. Like they would belt down my legs to the end of the bed and then just push on my leg, like on my shin, and nothing would happen. And we're just like, what the heck is happening here? And apparently it was scar tissue that had just grown and maybe it was the way that I was sitting.
In your recovery and whatnot.
Yeah, in my recovery. And
it's probably also your body like, no!
Yeah.
Not this again!
I will never bend again. Yeah.
If you want to keep
real
doing,
safe by not allowing you to bend.
Yeah, yeah.
100%.
We'll just cement this joint straight.
It's so wild that, or like to me, not knowing much about in like, you know, this sort of stuff, like that it happened to you 3 times.
Yeah.
Is it common, Candace, as a physio, like people to re-injure themselves?
Yeah, it's common and I don't know what your rehab was like the first time, but it's pretty common to redo ACLs if you're returning to sport too early.
Yeah.
I don't know what the stats are, but they're high for recurrent ACLs.
And is there like, for Belzo to do the 2 ACLs in the first place, is that like she's just like her genetic makeup is just a bit shit? Like
I think you've got hypermobility.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think wakeboarding is just super.
Yeah. So it's
huge
a sport.
Impact as well.
It's just risky. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Jordo got into it a little bit when we first moved here and I think he did his ankle after like the first or second proper, like after he just properly signed up and he's like, nah.
Like, yeah, you know,
he's like, I'm not doing this.
How painful, like, a belly flop is into the water. Like, yeah, you're doing that at speed and your feet are, like, locked into something. Yeah. Like, you just have no give.
It's a bit of a silly sport, isn't it?
It's so silly. It's
a bit dumb, really.
But it's amazing.
It's really fun until you do your ACL. So, so we've done three ACLs and then, so that was 2018.
Yep.
And then you got married before? After.
After
the ACL. Yep.
I was able to walk by the time I could get married.
And the, at this point, were you working? You were working for us. When did you start working here?
I think shortly after my surgery, I started working for you. Once I was back on my feet. Yep. Or maybe I was sort of helping out here
during
and there.
A little
bit. I reckon you were doing a little bit.
Yeah.
Because that's when I first started you were doing stuff.
Oh, yeah. I was getting into coaching. Yeah.
And then, yeah, so you got in. Did you guys do your level ones together?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
cute.
We shared a bed.
I don't remember that.
It's very rude.
Candace is like, it was our first time.
Yeah. I was out of it.
Apparently. Didn't mean as much to Belle as it did to you, apparently.
Forget we even mentioned that, shall we?
No, I loved it, Candace. Yeah. Just don't remember it. I remember breakfast.
Oh, that's good. Next morning.
She doesn't. She eats so much, she has no recollection. Yeah. So you guys, did you? When was the level one? When did all of that happen?
2017.
I feel like it was 2017.
Yeah.
So you must have been showing an interest in coaching to go and do your level one, and then we must have been buttering you up along the way somewhere.
I think so. I think I just, you know, I was just obsessed and I just hung around as much as possible.
Yeah, you were always around.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just loved your personality and I loved you and you moved so well and you cared about people. I was like, this girl needs to be involved here.
Yeah.
And then you started coaching or admin first?
I did a little admin stint because Ash went away for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I did some admin and then, I guess you're like, oh, you're good at admin. Anyway, Ash is back.
And then I think because she went away and she was doing booty camp at the time, I feel like that's where you started.
Yep. Yeah, I think so too.
Covering that. And then it was like kids.
Yep.
Mm.
Did you go kids next?
Yeah.
And then booty camp.
Yep.
And then it was all of it.
And admin and then it was, admin, booty camp and kids. And then I fell pregnant.
Then big girl got knocked up.
Then I got knocked up.
Then you're like, shit, I better get a real job.
Yeah, I was like, okay, now I need to buy a house for this child. Impending doom. So I got a job at the uni and I still work there now, 4 days a week.
What do you do there?
It's
computer stuff.
It's basically IT. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just supporting people with their...
Teaching them how to use computers.
Yeah, their technology problems.
Teaching the old ladies how to run their computers.
Yeah, mainly academics. I don't really deal with students or like the university admin staff. So it's mostly supporting academics with their courses and their content that they give out to students. And doing that can sometimes be really challenging. So that's what I'm there for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like she would be the most, like, if I had her voice on the end of the phone, I'd probably feel a lot better about it because I often feel like I want to throw my computer. She still helps me out when I need some help.
Yeah. And I love it. I love when I get an email from Mandy being like, how do I do this on Canva or something? And I'm just like, oh, here I am to save the day.
Still got it. Yeah. So let's go to the fun bit. So you were pregnant. You continued training the whole way through pregnancy.
Yeah. So
was pregnancy easy for you?
Yeah, I think so. It was physically pretty good. The first trimester I went through a lot of just but prior to my knowledge of being pregnant, I thought I was going crazy. I just did not know what was happening. I was like, why do I feel all these things and why does my body hurt and why am I able to do like as many pull-ups as I once was before? And then my boobs started really hurting and I was like, this is weird. And then I did a test and I was like, oh,
this is why.
This is why I'm crazy.
Why am I crying all the time?
Seriously. Yeah, crying over.
And were you angry at Corey a lot in those early weeks? I remember that.
So
I
angry.
Don't know if that stopped. I reckon it's just like held it's a level of anger.
He's gotten better at dealing with it.
Still is angry.
Yeah.
But yeah, so continued training with during pregnancy, and I think that really helped with my knee a lot, just because coming back from the third ACL, I just wanted to get back to CrossFit like as soon as I can, and as soon as I could, sorry. And I just kind of neglected the rehab a lot because I just wanted to be able to deadlift and snatch and clean and pull up, and I didn't really care what I had to do to look after my leg. So falling pregnant was definitely a blessing in disguise because it made me slow down, and it and I'm still paying for it now. Like, I still have some little bit of muscle imbalance and leg issues, as Candace knows.
No.
But yeah.
Look at my face right now.
I'm not looking at your face.
Look at me.
I'm trying to hide look from me in Candace. The eyes.
Yeah, every time she comes here, she's like, don't look at me.
She's staring me down. I'm very red right now.
It's hilarious.
But yeah, I'm so grateful to have Candace. She's helped me so much. And so same with Mandy. They've both helped me a lot. But yeah, pregnancy slowed me down. But
can
also
I ask real quick, why do you think that you neglected it so much the third time? Like, by that point, were you just like, I don't want to do this again, I don't want to think about it again?
I think so, yeah. I think I was afraid of how much rehab I had. Like, I knew how much rehab I had. It was 9 months plus, and probably more so.
Because you ended up having a second surgery. We talk about that?
Yeah. So we had the second surgery and – oh, sorry.
So you technically had three ACLs plus a cleanup.
Plus a cleanup, yeah. Plus a cartilage breakage sort of thing. Yeah. But after that second surgery in 2018, I came out walking, which was incredible. Like, I my physio was waiting in the waiting area for me, and he like had tears in his eyes because he just didn't know what was going to be the outcome of this surgery, and I was crying. I was like, oh my god, thank goodness I can walk, because it had already been such an emotional journey and
a long one.
Yeah such a long one. And and it was just so great to come out of that surgery having a success. But then basically I could walk after that, and then I started kind of jogging, and I was able to like squat to parallel, and I was like, oh, I'm back to normal. It's all good. And I sort of like neglected that rehab, just because I knew how much there was to do, but I just didn't want to do it because
I'll just forget about this and I'll just go away.
Yeah.
That's how it works,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, my leg will just heal on its own with CrossFit.
It'll get stronger by itself.
Yeah, that's right.
No, it's got CrossFit, mate.
Yeah.
It's got dynamic movements under load
and fatigue. Sounds like a good time.
Obviously.
Yeah. And being older, like, I didn't have my parents kind of taking me to my physio appointments and making me do my exercises in front of them. So
fuck you, mom and dad.
Yeah, seriously.
Do what I want.
You taught me nothing.
So I didn't have that kind of pressure and
necessary pressure.
Yeah.
I feel like I needed to step up at that point.
Mom.
Yeah. So that's why it was neglected and is still following me around.
Like a bad smell.
It's like a little cloud. Now I'm really good.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah, finally.
Look at me.
For the last fucking month?
Yeah, is that for the last, it's for the not last been 2 months.
2 months?
Because I'm like, I really want to run for a long time, but my...
But I can't.
But I can't because of my muscle imbalance.
So funny. So that, pregnant.
Yeah.
Had a baby.
That was the greatest day of my life.
We were there.
That was also the greatest day of my life. Honestly, I just like it gives me goosebumps because of how like the feeling of having you guys there, my mom and Corey, and like having Lily in my belly.
It was
and,
a
like,
fucking party.
It was a party, and every midwife that came in was like, "Wow, this is a lot of people." And I'm like, "I know."
They were like
crew.
Sleeping on the floor under a blanket, and I'm like sure. Corey was on the couch.
Yeah, he was on the couch, just like stressing because he hates hospitals.
I mean, he was also watching some basketball.
We were like, you need to turn that
It
down.
Was also like the NBA finals or something.
Yeah.
But he was just trying to distract himself from the hospital environment and the beeps and everything. Yeah. But it was such a I just look back and I love it so much. Like, I just felt so supported and loved and like And like this human being that wasn't in the world yet, also like I just felt the love that she had from you guys already as well. And it was beautiful.
It was very cool.
And I'm sorry about how long it was.
That's fine.
It was a very long time.
We weren't busy at that time at all.
Fuck yeah.
No. What was
Do
it?
You remember?
Was it the open?
No.
It was much worse.
It was when we had the second gym that picked Candace's poor baby that died.
Yes, that's right. At least
one of them survived.
Yeah. And it wasn't quite... like COVID existed,
It was like
COVID was kind
first,
of a joke. Like yes. It was like, haha, the coronavirus. Better buy some limes.
Yeah,
that's literally what it was.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was yeah. Thank fuck you were pregnant and had the baby at the start.
Oh, like, I was
before it was a
so lucky. Like it would have been completely different.
And just I think so many poor women after that would have just been anxiety ridden all through their pregnancy, especially when it was so unknown.
Especially when they got to the point where they weren't allowed to have anyone with them. Ugh. Like they were just birthing by themselves.
Yeah. That's like really imagine like having that plan. Do you remember her asking us like, I want you guys to be there for the birth? We were like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Us?
Yeah.
It was, it was so great. It was such an amazing time.
It was the best.
And then the next day we went and changed over. We had no sleep.
So we were up all night.
You also had no sleep.
This is mostly about us. You had little at like 5 a.m. the next morning,
I think. Like, it was her birth time was 5:23 in the morning. So,
So we went in the day before, had the baby, and then we were like.
You got to the hospital at like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
The day before.
That's right.
And then stayed for the entire time.
We did.
And I was being induced, so you guys knew that like you were going to have to come in the next day. So I'm sure you would have been a bit excited overnight as well.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But yeah, we had to go home and
change software systems.
Business ladies.
At fucking 6. I felt hungover. One of my most vivid memories is being at Candace's house, us on two laptops having iPads, doing this software like changeover. I feel so technical saying that. It's not that fancy. And I was just sore from being like hungover essentially.
Yeah.
That I was squatting on a stool.
She was on a stool squatting. I still remember that.
I was squatting.
Are you in a poo on the kitchen floor?
It was very, very funny. But yeah, that was – I remember holding Lily for the first time. Oh, and
so
you,
beautiful.
I didn't know you videoed it, and I still and that still makes me emotional watching that video.
It's incredible.
It's very, very special. Look at her; she's gonna start crying.
That's what she's I cry like, about now.
She's like one of the like when I see her do this, it makes me want to cry. Like when we work together, there was too many tears.
There was
it was too emotional.
Yeah,
there was so many. Look at Candace;
too
she's like
feelings.
She's like, so dry right now. She's like, can someone fucking light a fire in this bitch? Like. Hilarious.
We're both sympathetic cries for sure.
No, I'm not for a lot of people, but for you there's like a special part of my heart is for you, and like whenever I see you like emotional, it makes me emotional.
You just know my heart.
anyway
let's pack these vaginas up, shall we?
Candace is like, can't relate.
She's like, I've never felt that with anyone.
I didn't know that was a feeling.
I've seen some tears in her eyes before.
Yeah, she feels fucking deeply. I've seen it.
Yeah, she
does. So, had a baby. And then how long before you started training? How long before Candace let you train again, I mean?
I think it was about 5 months, which was easy to do because COVID lockdown, the gym was not open. I didn't have that temptation. Yeah.
We trained online together. Yeah. So we
did some stuff from about 12 weeks of just very light core
and like strengthy kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I still remember the first day I let you run.
Yeah.
I programmed it for you.
It was incredible. And it was just like, it was like a minute on and a minute off kind of thing. And I just did it because I lived in Maroochydore near Bunnings. And there's a footpath across the road from Bunnings that was on the same side of the road that I lived on. And I just ran up that pathway and then walked back and just did that so many times. And I was just like, yes, I'm running. Yeah.
Feels good the first run, hey?
Feels amazing.
After you have a baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still remember my first walk.
Yeah.
It was like the day or two after, maybe it was 2 days after. And I was like, I'm going to take her for a big walk in the pram.
Yeah. Did you feel I always wondered, do you feel so weird because you've had such a monumental life change that you feel like everyone should know? Like,
yes,
you're outside that. And you're like,
yes,
everybody,
look at me.
Look at me go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when I'm at the traffic light, everyone their own job, like 10 meters before the stop sign because I've got Lily and you cannot come near her.
Yeah. This is an infant. Back away.
Yeah.
Don't you know what we've been through?
Exactly. And now COVID.
Yeah. I was going for a real big walk. I think I made it 200 meters. I had to turn around.
Out of breath.
I was so tired. Yeah. I was like, this is who I am now. Yeah. This is how unfit I feel.
I was exactly the same. I went for a big walk that was like just to Bunnings and I had to stop and sit down because I just felt like all my organs were going
to
fall
out. I was just about to say that was the feeling. It's yeah. like something's wrong.
Yeah. Shouldn't be doing
Things
this.
Should not feel like this. I must turn around before I
need to sit.
Die.
Yeah.
That's yeah. hilarious. And then COVID, lockdowns, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah. Started training. So February, well, March, April, May, June, July. So, yeah, I was able to kind of pick up on most gym things again in July, which is I think around the time we were able to train outside
in the car park
yeah. at Contessa, yeah, which was incredible because
yeah.
I was like, I see my friends, the coaches, I'm back at the gym, like everything is feeling like a little more normal because, you know, the first 3 months post baby is rough, so all you want is like a little bit of normalcy
and you got none of it.
Sort of, yeah. Well, like if that was what I was given, then I was just like just loving it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, we're back at the gym. We can't stand near each other, but like I'm thinking about hugging you. No, I'm pretty sure I did hug some people just like around the corner from the gym. Like, I don't care.
Secret hug.
Yes. Bring it in, guys.
Yeah, that was so naughty. Yeah. So yeah, I got some good solid training in and then we were allowed back in the gym a few months after that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then like I started feeling pretty good like with my body, like because I had a C-section, like my core still felt quite weak, but everything else felt pretty strong, like my arms and my legs, and my cardio was feeling pretty good again. And then we got to like October. No, it was the very beginning of November.
We're 2020. Just,
2020. Yep. Yeah.
2020.
Just doing a normal afternoon workout.
Just a usual sesh.
Yeah, it was after. Yeah,
it was. Yeah, it
after
was afternoon. Afternoon.
Yeah. And I remember like.
You weren't here?
I got here just.
Yeah, because I
come from the straight from the clinic yep. afterwards.
Just after, that's yep. right.
Brought Josh as well. Because I remember Josh trying to talk to me. Just like.
No,
Josh wasn't Josh. Here.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was, but yeah. not with me.
He was with you.
Was he?
He was working on the cafe.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I got.
Oh my God! You know how they talk about memories and that you change them.
Yeah.
We haven't told anyone what the fuck we're talking about. We're just talking about a class yeah. that no one has any idea what's
coming.
About.
It's coming.
In my memory, I was coaching. I wasn't coaching.
No,
I was with Josh. Yeah. I was helping. I was a builder. I had a tool belt on.
Yeah. But you were just admiring me.
Who was Hannah? Jay. Jordan. Jay was coaching.
Yeah.
And so you were just doing a class, normal class.
It was one of those workouts where it's like, I think it was like 3 minutes.
It was a bike.
Yeah, it was like an AMRAP 3 minutes, like 15 cals. And then I think there were like
remaining
some
time?
Tester bars. And then in the remaining time, like max yeah. snatches.
You had 35 kilos on the bar?
Yeah, I had 35 kilos on
the
bar.
Piece of piss for Belzo usually?
Usually.
Bit like, of nothing?
Like in hindsight, I'm like, I'm such an idiot. Like why didn't I just do 25 kilos? It doesn't, you know. But anyway, I
But it would always be fine.
Like, it would, yes. The weight would not
have
was
been
not
a problem.
Exactly. And yeah, just was doing snatches and Mandy was like, yeah, they're looking really good.
Oh yeah. I think I came over randomly
yeah.
and said to her like in one, cause then you got breaks in between the rounds.
Yeah.
And I came over randomly and said to her like, yeah, you're looking really good. You're looking strong. You look great.
And they felt really good. Like they,
everything. Yeah. She just looked like she was moving so well post baby. Everything was going well.
It was going well. And then just one of the snatches, my shoulder dislocated.
And then all from my end, because I can't believe how much I twisted that memory just then. Wild. I was coaching and then now I'm not.
Yeah.
Jarden runs over to me. She's got a full class and Jarden runs over. She's like, can you just go and see Belle? She's outside. She's hurt her shoulder. Something's wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, fuck. And I've walked out and she's on the chair outside and she doesn't normally swear or get very vocal. And she was like, she was in a lot of pain on you straight away.
It was excruciating.
Yeah.
Yep.
You were not good.
Fuck.
Yeah, she like so like, many words.
Tell me a story, Mandy. Shut up. Tell me a story.
Yeah, it was wild.
Hold me. Don't touch me.
Yeah,
legit. It was just like I didn't know what to do with my body or anything, and it was still out. So, and like, and I felt like I wanted to vomit, but if I vomited, it felt like it was going to pop back in. So I was like trying not to vomit, and then like getting the cold sweats from the shock. And
she's so tough. Like she was so tough, but. In so much pain.
So much pain. And I just needed that ambulance. I was like, I need someone to just knock me out.
And she just kept saying, how far away are they? I was like, oh, they're just around the corner. Like, they're just they're just around the corner. Did you know I was full of shit or what?
I don't even remember that,
I was just trying to say anything to make you feel feel better.
Yeah.
I can't – the fucking stories I was telling you, I don't remember, but I was telling her some wild shit.
And then, I can remember like one of them, you're like, I was like, just tell me what you've been up to. And you're like, well, I've been working and then we're building the cafe and Callie's in prep and and wow, I don't really do that much.
Now that I come to think of it, my life is pretty boring.
This story is shit.
And I'm like,
oh my God, keep going. I'm under a lot of pressure for stories that I have nothing.
It was so much pressure, but it was great. It was so helpful, seriously.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Because otherwise I just would have had to focus on the pain and that was a lot.
It was hectic.
Yeah.
Not a good time.
And then I think I called your mum off your phone.
Yeah.
And she – okay, so for those of you who don't know Belzo's mum, sounds exactly like Belzo. They talk exactly – they look the same. Like they are the same, but she's just like a little bit older. That's it.
Probably nicer as well. She's infinitely nicer.
Like – no, you're both like on the you're on the same for me. Like you're both very, very lovely. And I call and I'm like, okay, so Belzo's really hurt her shoulder. She's like, oh hey Mandy, how's it going? I was like, hey, so Belzo's really hurt her shoulder. Oh, has she? Like she was so cool. Then she's like just keen for a chat. I'm like, bro,
you don't understand.
Like your kid is like, I've called a fucking ambulance. Like you need to get here and come and get the kid. Like because Lily's here and people are helping me look after her while I'm trying to look after you. And she's like, oh yeah, like you know. I was like, dude,
get in your car now.
Get in your car. Like this is an emergency.
Yeah,
hilarious.
Yeah.
And then Ambos came and got you. You got the green whistle. That was the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, and that's where my memory kind of like spirals. Like I thought we were ages from the hospital. And then as soon as I came to, I was like in the hospital. I was like, whoa, when did we get here?
How did we get here?
Yeah.
I really want to play with that thing.
It is a lot of fun. Because I really want to go. You feel the pain, but you just do not care. You're like, meh.
What a cool drug. What is it? What sort of drugs is it?
I don't know.
It's very interesting. Have you ever had it? The green whistle?
No.
We got to find one. If anyone's got a green whistle.
It's highly illegal.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah.
So you're not allowed to. Oh, no. I mean. It's obvious. Oh, you broke my arm.
Don't.
It'll be worth it.
Yeah, 100%. No, it's not worth it. It's not worth the green whistle.
No, it wouldn't be.
Yeah, it wears off very quick.
Yeah, I bet. Just keep
sucking. You have more.
Exactly. They gave me two and I was still like, I'm still in a lot of pain, but oh well.
It's all good, baby. Yeah. Like, I'm happy.
Where are you from?
That's so good. Oh, shit. And then, okay, that happened. Yeah. When was that? End of 2020. November 2020?
November 2020. It was like the second day of November. Yeah.
Girl had surgery?
No surgery on my shoulder. It was like, the hospital said you're not really going to be able to use your arm for like about 4 weeks.
So they just popped that bitch back in.
Yeah. So they didn't put me under, but they sedated me.
Do you remember that?
I just remember being in the hospital, being in a lot of pain and just being like, please just put my arm back in. Like I just need my arm back in.
So did it feel like it was out?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It was out.
Like it feels like when you dislocate something. I've never really badly hurt myself.
It felt like my arm was down here. Like
I remember looking at it.
Yeah.
I remember taking a photo of it too.
Yeah, and really, I remember seeing the photo. I was like, that this is an old lady. That's not me.
Like, this is gnarly.
There was like no muscle.
Yeah, so weird.
But yeah.
It was pretty trippy to look at.
It was disgusting. but yeah, it like
when I got to the hospital, they were like, we need to do x-rays to see where it's at and stuff. And they tried to like get me to place my arm down around my belly, but I couldn't. I just had to keep my hand up around my shoulder because it was just so painful.
Yeah, you were not letting that thing go. Yeah. Like here, like the ambos, I remember them trying to get you to do something.
Yeah.
And you're like, because I think we had trouble getting you on the bed.
They wanted to put it in a sling, I think.
Yeah.
But it was just
because they wanted you to relax and there was no chance of her relaxing.
I couldn't. Yeah. It was so painful. And then they tried to make me to do like x-rays and can you do this with your arm? And I was like, I can't do anything with my arm. Just put it back in. So they finally like put a drip in and put something in me and I fell asleep or something like that. And then I woke up and I was like, sweet, it's back in. It still hurt a little bit. But it was in a sling and I was like, okay. And they just gave me a piece of paper with exercises and said, you're all good to go home.
Yeah. And the recovery for that was supposed to be what was expected? Like six?
I don't know. They said like, just don't lift over your head for 4 weeks. And then after 4 weeks, you can start trying to do that. But
you knew it was going to be a bit longer straight away?
Or I remember
like whatever she told me, I was like, she'll be right for the Contessa Games or the Open or something. Just based on what
it was the Contessa Games.
Yeah. Based on what Belzo's information, I was like, oh, she should be all right.
Yeah.
And you were like, no, man, like it's going to be much longer. I was like, oh, really?
Yeah. Like, wow. I don't know.
Let's pop back in, bro.
Yeah. It's
all better.
It's all just like Lego.
Yeah.
Just put it on and it works.
Pop it back in. Mm-hmm. No. So you knew it was going to be a bit longer.
Mm. Yeah. And I thought it was going to be like 3 months. Like it was just going to be, oh, I've just got to get.
How long should
again.
It be for dislocation?
Well, it depends why it's dislocated. If it's only like it's a long story. It's usually a long time.
It is usually a long time.
Something to come out, like for that structure to be not where it needs to be, something's either torn or stretched a lot.
Mm.
So
a lot of the time, like your ligaments and fucked is all.
Always, yeah.
Always mushy.
Always mushy.
Afterwards. And I was lucky.
Or there's a fracture or something. Like there'll always be something.
Yeah. After about 4 weeks, tried to do some of the like overhead exercises. I didn't try. Like I knew I couldn't do it because I knew that my shoulder just wasn't right and I was still in heaps of pain. My elbow was stuck to the side of me. Like I could not open my arm and I couldn't like reach overhead. I could barely even hold a knife and fork to cut food. My arm was just like basically glued to my side. And I could barely put on deodorant. Like I could barely fit a deodorant roll-on head in there because it was just so stuck. And I was like, this is weird. This doesn't sound like a normal dislocation. And I went to the GP and he was like, you know what? Just give it 12 months. And if it's still like this after 12 months, then you probably need surgery.
Whoa. And that was the advice.
Yeah. And I was so angry. And I was like, Candace, who is a physio that you recommend for shoulders? And she gave me a physio and I was still very apprehensive because I was in so much pain. I didn't want him to touch me. I just wanted him to like give me answers essentially. And he couldn't give me answers straight up. He was like, look, there's definitely something wrong with your shoulder, but it just seems like you're mentally guarding it. And I was like, okay, like that makes sense because I'm just completely traumatized to what happened to me. It felt like an over exaggeration of mentally guarding, like not being able to do this, like when you want, like not being able to move your arm when you want, like it doesn't feel like just me not letting myself move it, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But I was like, okay, well, do you recommend a orthopedic surgeon to have a look at this? And he was like, yep, go and see one. So I saw one and he just sent me to get a scan, which was so painful because they have to inject dye into the capsule.
How weird is that feeling?
It was awful.
Yeah.
It was
so strange.
So painful.
Yeah.
And it was at first like...
I haven't even had that done. Do you remember? Yeah. Do you remember I had that done?
I remember.
Done?
I took you. Yeah.
Did you?
Yep. Yeah. And you didn't even complain about it. So I was like, Mandy's had this and
I don't remember it being needles. I just remember it being weird, not painful.
Yeah, okay.
I just remember it feeling like cold.
Yeah.
Like a strange. But yours is probably more painful because it was actually a proper fucked up thing.
The capsule was like.
Yeah. Technical term, there. It was...
Yeah, that's basically
so
it.
So many mouth noises just then.
But yeah, so they injected the anesthetic first, which didn't hurt. And then they injected the dye. And it basically felt like my shoulder was going to dislocate again. I had that same pain. Like it felt like the joint was just trying to escape my shoulder. And they had that whole like cold sweat and like stress. Ew. And like, I think you might need to call an ambulance because I think my shoulder's dislocated again. But then it dissipated and then the pain went away. And I was like, okay, it's not dislocated. And I was like, does that normally happen? And they're like, no, that never happens. Because like I was crying as well. I was like, this is so painful. Like you said it wasn't going to be painful. Like you said the needle was going to hurt, but that was it. And then we had the scans, and the scans just came back with there was a tiny little fracture in the back of my shoulder. What's the bone called?
On the humeral head?
Yeah.
So it would have happened when you dislocated it.
Yeah, a tiny one, but nothing.
Or when they put it back in, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Nothing that is really of concern. And just a bunch of like inflammation and stuff, but they could see that I had frozen shoulder essentially. Like the capsule around your shoulder normally is it synovial fluid?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there was nothing in there. So there was no like joint lubrication in there, so it was just like stuck.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So we've been talking for a long time, and we do have to wrap up soon. Okay. So out of all of this, I guess what I wanted to talk about the most.
Yeah.
You've had 3 ACL.
Yep.
Reconstructions.
Yep.
You've dislocated your shoulder, had frozen shoulder, and that
still have it. It's pretty much.
You're still dealing and having to modify most of your training sessions that involve your upper body, your arms. Why the fuck do you keep coming back?
To be honest, after my shoulder, I wasn't going to. I was like, I'm done. Like, I don't want to deal with any injuries anymore. And I have a child now. And like, that was probably the hardest thing. I think dealing with my shoulder and having a 6-month-old baby, there was like, yes, the injury sucked. But like being an injured mother was like just so shameful to me. Like it was awful.
Shameful.
Yeah. Really? Like I felt so much shame.
Really?
Sorry.
That's okay.
Because you couldn't do the things you needed to do for her.
Exactly. Like I not only that, like I couldn't do it for myself. I couldn't, like I could barely put on
deodorant. I remember like tying your hair up. And,
yeah. Like my mum stayed with us for like a month. And my shoulder still wasn't better, but I was like, look, I'm just gonna deal with it. Like you can go home and go back to work. Because she took a month off work. And that was a lot. And I took 3 weeks off work. It was tough. So I wasn't going to come back. But then, you know, I started recovering a little bit. Like I still couldn't move my arm, but I went back to work and that kind of felt a bit normal. And then Mandy came and visited me at work, which was amazing. Like they obviously been messaging me and stuff and seeing how I was. But like it was hard to talk about. And
I was so worried about you.
Yeah.
Just being a new mom and then – Like it just, I remember the ACL just being a rough time for you as well.
Yeah, it was super rough. This was not as hard in that way. Like this was more, for me, I just felt super embarrassed and super ashamed. And I don't know why. It's such an odd feeling.
Feeling to carry.
Yeah, but that's just what I felt like constantly. I was like, wow, my mom has to live with me because I can't do normal day things and I can't look after my child. And also, like, Corey is an amazing dad, but he had just had double hip replacement surgery. So he had had it and we had this plan for ages, like, and he was 2 weeks into the surgery. So he was also rough, but he was recovering, but he couldn't walk and he couldn't hinge. He couldn't pick up Lily. So like both of Lily's parents were out of action.
Basically 90-year-olds.
Basically 90-year-olds. And that was just awful. And yeah, I remember like people saying to me at the gym, wow, like we saw you all at Coles the other day and you look like you've been in a car accident. And I'm like,
helpful.
really good.
Yeah.
Thanks for noticing that.
And they don't know what I'm feeling on the inside. But yeah it was really tough. But yeah, you coming and visiting me at work really, like just talking to you in person really helped me just get the thoughts out of my head. Like what I'm thinking is just thoughts and feelings, essentially. Like it's, I'm going to get better and I can come back into the gym. I just have to just do it when I'm ready. And that's what I did. I came back and watched the Contessa Games, which was like a month after my injury. But after that, I didn't really come back for about 2 months, or maybe it was into the new year. I can't really remember. But when I did come back in, it was tough, but I just remembered like that I'm never going to have it as good as I have it here, like anywhere else. Like I'm never going to be supported like this. No one's going to understand me in my body as much as you guys do anywhere else. Like no one's going to care as much as you guys do. And that's like, that's why I can never give up. Like I'll, maybe, I don't know, injure myself again. Hopefully not. But like, I just know that like, this is something that I can never give up. This is just a life commitment, no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll probably follow you around the world.
I'm not going anywhere.
Thank goodness.
Well, you shouldn't like flying.
I'm very settled here on the Sunshine Coast.
But yeah, like it's investing in your health, and even though injuries are awful and I hope that no one ever has to deal with what I've had to deal with, you might have to deal with just something that might take you out for 6 weeks. But you can still come to the gym and you can still do something, even if it's just sitting on a bike. And I know how awful it feels having to scale everything, like, and how that, like, you think that everyone's looking at you and everyone's saying, oh, poor you, but they're not. Like no one cares that you're scaling the workout. Everyone is just stoked that you're here doing the workout and showing up and just doing what you can with what you have. And that's the main thing. And that's,
is that how you got through it?
Yeah, definitely.
That how you still get through it? Like, yeah, you just,
absolutely. I know that I can't do, I don't know, 60% of the stuff that's on the whiteboard. I still can't lift overhead. I can't do any gymnastics movements like on the rig. And that's okay. And it took me ages to get over that. Like it took me ages not to cry in my car on the way home because I couldn't do a pull up, but you get through it, and it's probably because I've been injured so much, but like I know that when I was injured, how much I was just dying to get back into the gym and just be around everyone and just to be able to move, you know. And that's something that's always in my head now. Like I just can't take it for granted because it might be taken away from me again, and I just can't have that. So I need to just make use of every day that I have, you know, a working body.
So why not play it safe and stop training altogether? You know what I mean? Like if you've been so injured so much, what stops you from just not wanting to train at all?
I'm not sure. It's not worth it. Like training is better than not training. Training with the risk of injury is better than not doing anything,
because of what it brings to like mental as well.
Exactly. Like, yeah, like the mental benefits, the physical benefits outweigh everything that not training doesn't, you know. You could play it safe and sit down all day, but then you're going to be injured in another way, you know. Like you might be walking up the stairs and trip over and then break all your bones
because they're so weak.
Exactly. Yeah, like I'd rather break all my bones trying to do a snatch than tripping up the stairs.
Do you ever want to do a snatch again?
You know what, it's crossed my mind more and more, and it doesn't make me want to vomit as much. But I don't know.
You're not busting to do it.
I'm not busting.
But you won't.
To do
you'll
it.
Never say never.
Never say never. Yeah. But
do you want to be able to do pull-ups and stuff again?
Even those, like, honestly, I don't mind if I never do a pull-up again.
Yeah.
But I'm happy with ring rows. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
But you're like, I think this is like the coolest. Like, I love coaching you. I've always loved coaching you when you were doing, able to do bar muscle ups. That was fun.
Yeah.
When you were able to clean lots of weight, and you've always loved, like, you're just so fucking powerful. Like, you've just got, comes from your backflips on your wakeboard. But I also, nothing changes between then and now, having to modify workouts and not being able to lift overhead. I still love coaching you just as much because you're just coachable. Like, you're great to coach. Like, you listen, you apply, you're so hungry for knowledge, and you're always keen for feedback. But I guess, like, yeah, like, I guess the point is that I want everyone to know is it doesn't matter what everyone else is doing.
Exactly.
You cannot beat Belle on a bike. No.
I've fucking tried.
We've got life's maybe mission. Running. Someone race me. Someone race me with running. No, don't.
No, I think that's the thing is, like, it doesn't matter what you're doing here, because you're always going to be getting better at something.
Exactly.
And it, like, doesn't matter if it's not the thing that's the written thing on that's the board.
On the board. Like, Belza doesn't care if she can never do a pull up again.
Yeah.
You heard she's it
really
here.
Fucking good at ring rows.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's going to get that pulling strength in a different way.
And you'll never beat her on a fucking bike.
Ever.
And yeah, there's, and that's the thing at the end of the day, we all do this for health.
Yep.
And as much as it sucks, looking at the whiteboard sometimes and going, oh, fuck, I can't do that. Or I have to change it because my shoulder hurts. Your shoulder hurts. It's not frozen, for fuck's sake.
I don't want to make anyone feel bad. No. You know, but we all have our stuff.
Just, but yeah, for sure. But, like, the mental side of you being able to continue is, like, so good. And it's not, it's pretty rare. And I have to twist a lot of people's arms to continue not to give them frozen shoulder.
To dislocate shoulders.
Not literally. But I have to twist their arms to understand that it's okay to stay and train.
Yeah, definitely.
And I guess I want people to know that more than anything is like, you can do so much.
You can.
And it's good for your head. Yes. And it's good for your soul. And it's good for your body just to continue and do something.
And scaling is not a dirty word.
No, scaling is awesome.
Does anyone, very good. Like, if anyone is worried when they're injured or whatever, having to scale, does anyone look at Belzo's workouts on Sugar One and go, oh, so much modification? Like, no, that doesn't happen. So if you don't think about that when you think of Belzo, no one's going to be thinking the same thing.
That's exactly
if you have to do it.
Yeah. You get a gold star for participating.
And your fucking effort, regardless of what the exercise is.
You can still get really fucking fit.
Oh,
yeah, you can.
Without doing
I'm very surprised at my fitness.
It's outstanding. I could not beat her on a bike.
Neither could I.
Or in a running race.
Ever. Probably from now until the day I die.
Especially if she doesn't get back on that rig.
Probably not.
So, that's the most injured member we've ever had.
Yep.
And she's still going strong.
Still going strong.
Since 2016.
I'm glad you guys still want me around. Oh, you're sometimes great. I feel like a liability, but.
No. God, no.
The sunshine in my life, Belzo.
Yeah, 100%. And is there anything else? You've said a lot.
I have said a lot.
But is there anything else you'd like to add to all of that before we wrap this bitch up?
Thank you for listening. Please continue to train. And if you are in a bit of a lull or if you're injured, you can definitely message me. I'm so happy to talk to anyone about injuries. And I'm not a professional or anything, but I can just be there for you, you know.
That's so
It's a funny thing for people to go through, and people don't really know what to say to you when you're injured because they can't instantly fix it. You know, people just want to be able to be like, hey, if you do this, then you'll be okay. And injuries, like, sometimes they're not like that. So I know what it's like, and I can just be a shoulder to cry on or an ear to listen, whatever.
She's a good one at that. So hit her up for sure.
Yeah.
Let's ask her a question, and then what question have we got? And then we'll wrap it up.
What's your favorite sandwich? Favorite type of sandwich?
Are you thinking about sandwiches right now? So did you hungry. Listen to anything she just said?
I thought we were doing our question.
No, I'm joking.
Favorite sandwich? Can it be toasted or is it fresh?
You whatever you like, babe.
Just a cheese toasty. Love just a cheese toasty.
Like white bread.
Yeah.
Cheese toasty.
Or any bread. I don't care about what type of bread it is. Mm-hmm. Just a melty cheese toasty. It's delicious.
Delicious.
What's yours?
I reckon from Harvest.
I was just about to say the one from Harvest.
The turkey one.
Oh.
On fresh. Oh, my God.
Have you
God.
Been to Harvest for that sandwich?
No.
Go there.
Okay.
It'll change your life. Turkey.
Salad on their, like, 7-grain sourdough.
Oh, I love sourdough.
My mouth is a bit watery.
Same.
So yours is the same, Mandy?
Yeah, mine's the same answer.
Does it have cranberry spread on it?
I don't know what it has, but it's delicious.
It has magic on it. Oh, I've got a good one. Is it yes or no? So Candace can go eat lunch. If you were offered
one question too.
Okay, great, good. If you were offered the chance to feel happy all of the time, would you take it?
Ooh.
No.
I feel like I want to say no because I feel like there's ramifications to that.
Yeah.
But if there were none, then yes.
Well, I feel like the ramifications is it'd be emptiness. If you feel happy all the time, you got nothing to feel.
Or oblivious.
Yeah. Like you got to go through the lulls. Just ask Belzo. You got to go.
The bad bits to get the You got
to go
bits.
To the bad bits to appreciate the good things, right? True, so your happiness would kind of feel like it'd be a bit empty if you were happy all the time.
See, I feel like because that's guaranteed, happiness is guaranteed, you just get happier and happier and happier and that would be your...
Like you wake up happy one day and then you're like, oh my God, I'm happy
I've
again.
I've done it again.
Yeah. That's hilarious. What's your question?
Okay, you have to pick one protein to eat for the rest of your life and you're not allowed to eat any other protein.
Steak.
No. I'm not
finished
Let
her
yet.
Finish. She's so hungry.
You have to choose from egg or tuna.
Oh, I'd have to pick egg.
Fuck, that's a bad question, isn't it? I think it's they're the most rank proteins.
Exactly.
I feel like egg's more versatile though.
But yeah.
You could scramble it. You can poach it.
Yeah, but I don't like right now. Don't like eggs.
You can boil it.
Like I don't like any eggs right now.
I don't like eggs either, but I don't like tuna more.
I'm going to say tuna for me.
Ew.
I choose eggs.
We'd be so stinky.
Yeah. I know because I just think of like people cracking open
at
the
work,
container
yes.
of either egg or tuna. They're both bad.
They're both rank, aren't they?
Yep.
Did you make that question up?
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
I'm adding that to our list.
Definitely add that to the list. That's a good one. Thank you so much for coming to talk to us.
Thank you.
I really hope that people get lots out of that. That was 1 hour and 10 minutes, guys. Wow.
My goal was 2 hours, but you cut me off.
I have to eat lunch, so.
And we have to work in 7 minutes.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.